It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Right now, we have a little something-something called PMI. We find a positive story, a minus story, and something interesting every morning, and then we tell it to you guys. We call it PMI. I got to pee today!
Hey.
So this video kind of blew up over the weekend. It's a 20-year-old pizza guy in Indiana. Went viral on the old ticky-talkie after he walked a half a mile in a snowstorm to bring somebody their pizza. And
Wow. There's
some video of this because a cop named Richard Craig saw him walking and posted the video. Now, the bad news is this snow was up to, like, this guy's knees, and he was traipsing through it. His car wouldn't make it through to deliver the pizza. He got to the house, and they tipped him $2.
No.
And the pizza order was, like, 40-something.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Hey, where's your car, bud?
Yeah, so they gave him a really crappy tip. He walked over, and the cop started talking to him, and he's like, oh, just keep trucking, bud. You know, that sucks, and keep at it. The cop was also really impressed by this guy's work ethic, so he posted the video online and started a GoFundMe page to get him a real tip. Last time I checked, it was up around $40,000.
Oh, my
gosh. Dang.
Isn't that great?
That's
good
amazing.
For him.
That is amazing. So people stepped up and said, don't do this to this guy. He's working his butt off. And they tossed him some virtual tips. And, yeah, he's going to make some major bank off this.
Man, when you mentioned the cop, I thought that story was going to go a whole
and so
different
they arrested
direction.
Him.
Yeah, I was like, oh, no.
I was like, oh, God, what did he do? But that's
no.
awesome. People stepped up, and he's getting his dues.
He could afford an SUV with $40,000
bucks.
Yeah.
Get
through the snow, man.
At least some new tires, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, what a jerk move on those people's
for
parts.
Real.
So $2 tip. As this
was
guy
it,
was
it a, like a virtual tip, or did they only have $2 cash?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. It was $2, dude.
Yeah.
$2 on a $40 order. The guy traped up the hill, you know, both ways.
That's
in 10-foot snow to give them their pizza.
What a work ethic, though. That's awesome.
There you go. There's your positive today, guys. It's a really good positive.
Really cool. I'm going to bring everybody in Colorado down.
I know. This is, like, the saddest story.
I'm very, very upset by this. So on Friday night after our work day ended, I'm just, you know, sitting down and I'm scrolling on Twitter, or X, excuse me, and I see a bunch of news coming in that Colorado Avalanche staple and fan favorite for the last decade of hockey here was getting traded. That is Mikko Rantanen. And he got traded to the Carolina Hurricanes over the weekend. And it kind of shocked
everybody,
including the hockey world. Like, I'm not kidding. This is a massive, massive trade. You're throwing your hands up.
I was shocked.
Never heard of this man in my life.
I really
about
have.
It.
I almost
immediately texted Josh. I was like, he's going to be
Josh
so
is
sad.
A huge hockey fan,
he's
so this
so
is big
sad.
News for Josh.
Yeah, and I'm still pretty heavily involved on the sports station. So we were texting back and forth. We were talking about it. There was a live video on YouTube going where we were all talking about it. And it was a huge deal. And I'm very sad about it because, you know, I've worked alongside the Avalanche for the last 6 years now covering that team. And you get to know the players and you get to kind of see who they are outside of the hockey rink. And he's a good dude. He's a very nice guy. He always gives you the time of day for interviews, this, that, and the other thing. And when you're around someone for so long, like Nathan MacKinnon is and Cale Makar and other huge Avalanche stars, Gabriel Landeskog, don't forget about him. Those types of players, they become brothers. And seeing that your friend and brother and teammate just gets shipped off in the middle of a season, too, it's devastating for a team in a locker room and things like that. And you can tell just by interviews of the other players that they were all shocked when this happened.
Yeah.
They were like, none of us. Nathan MacKinnon said, never in a million years would I have thought that this guy would be traded. So
yeah.
I'm like,
that's like next month, in the middle of next month, we send Katie over to the mountain or something.
Don't
it is.
That.
I mean, but Katie, it's a huge
See?
Deal.
Katie on 99.5 The
cry.
Mountain.
I would be in tears. Are you kidding me?
You can't make Josh cry.
No, I don't want to cry. I almost cried on Friday. I was like, oh, man.
Oh, buddy.
I was sad.
It's gonna be
man.
Fine.
Bro. No, it will be.
You
and
still
got to
go to work every day.
No, I agree. But it was so weird because he got traded late Friday night, and Saturday morning the Avs and the Carolina Hurricanes had two different games, and they're just the next day in their respective teams' jerseys. At that point, I'm just like, wow, man, like life comes at you fast. And I was bummed. I was very sad.
There was a lot of people who were sad.
This huge sports state here, so I know a lot of Avs fans are probably upset about this.
The hockey world blew up. Like, it was national everywhere.
A lot of Colorado fans peg Mikko Rantanen as their favorite. So that's
where he is a fan favorite. Yes.
It is really hard to see him
go. Does he have all his teeth?
He actually does. He's one of the few. He has all. I don't know if they're all fake, but at least he has a full smile.
Good looking smile, huh?
And he's a good looking dude. And he's a big guy. He's like 6'4". So everybody called him the Moose. He was just a fan favorite, and now he's gone. And I'm bummed. I'm still sad about it.
That is actually what we call Katie here too. The Moose.
The Moose.
So you can catch her on the mountain.
Also accurate. No, I'm not going to the mountain.
He's not going to the mountain. Everybody,
don't worry.
Gosh, stop
trying to get rid of me.
Our buddy Dan, who works over there, is loving all these plugs.
I know.
What
the
heck?
I didn't sign up for that.
All right, who's got the interesting? Katie, Moose has the interesting.
Yes, and we're going to Texas with it because this is really interesting. When I came in today, I talked to you all. I was like, this has been in every news site that I've seen. The viral video of the 25-year-old Texas man who cleans the snow off of his car with a 3-month-old baby.
Okay, so I saw this. I didn't click on it because I didn't want to be disturbed.
Yeah.
But I guess from what I'm finding out is it's fairly lighthearted.
It was
hilarious.
But everybody's mad at him for cleaning his car with a baby.
Yes, because even you look at this story and the headline here on one of our local news sites is saying the man is accused of using a baby to brush the snow off a car earlier this week under investigation after video of him using baby to clean snow from car.
Such
like
under investigation,
very such serious. It is so serious.
So
but
what
if you
happened?
Look at it, this little baby is in a full-on snowsuit, and they're doing it because it's snowing in Texas, first of all. They're trying to make light of it, and that's exactly why they did it. They tried to get likes on TikTok. Am I condoning using a 3-month-old baby to wipe snow off a car? No. But he's a 25-year-old
but
kid.
They didn't have
you know?
A snow
like,
brush, probably.
Exactly. They did it,
snowing.
And they were just trying to make light of it, and somebody called the police, so they showed up, and they tried.
Some busybody.
The they tried to talk to this guy about it, and he wouldn't come out of his apartment. So then they're looking into his criminal arrest history and stuff. So now it's become a much bigger deal. And yeah, it's definitely, if you look at the video, it's hard not to smile. It's hard not to chuckle a little bit because I just think back of when like Zoe was a baby and I'd use her to like mop the floor. Funny.
Clean the
not,
toilet.
I'm sorry. Excuse
not.
Me. You did what?
I know.
Excuse
just
me?
With her little padded pamper butt. You know
money
what I mean?
Was tight, like, Jared.
Just exactly.
So it was a different time.
Just in fun. Like not. Josh was like.
I used to clean the toilet with the baby. I'd put her in there and swish her around
little
a little
Clorox
bit.
Clorox in there.
Yeah,
it's fine.
She's great.
Well, Josh said he was like, oh yeah, I guess she does have curly hair. I'm like, I did not mop it with her.
She
head.
Has very thick, curly
it
hair.
She does.
Like, maybe.
Little, she'd be a perfect little mom.
She would be.
No, it was with her little pamper butt. But
that's
yeah.
Hilarious.
So
well, obviously, this is a funny video.
It was
and you
so
can tell
funny.
It's lighthearted,
I guess. But the man could be arrested.
But
that's
if there's
the
a criminal
thing.
Backstory, then maybe it's not all it's cracked up to be. I don't know.
Yes, the baby is still with the parents, but they did look into it. The baby's just
fine. The CDC is going to come get him? Like, what?
We want to point out, the baby is just
fine. The baby's fine.
There was two women there. One of them was the mom. Like, so the mom was okay with this happening, obviously.
Who was the other woman?
I don't know. That's some random.
The plot thickens.
Wait a second.
Oh, so anyway, a very interesting story.
I love it.
That
I love it.
Yeah.
That's it, you guys. That's PMI this morning. I think that was all okay.
Pretty sure it was good.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.